It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Now, how about them damn Celtics?
And we are back with another episode of How About Them Celtics. Sam and I are here recording on Tuesday, February 13th, after the Celtics win over the Brooklyn Nets. Celtics earned a, of course, not up to date yet, 118-110 victory over the Nets on Tuesday night in Brooklyn. Jason Tatum led the way after a monster first half. Cam Thomas tried to give the Celtics some trouble down the end of the game, but Boston pulled out a win. We watched the game in the Celtics blog playback with Jake from First the Floor. Absolute legend. It was a good time, and the Celtics got the win. So a pretty good night overall, and now we're here to talk about it per RJ's request in the playback.
Yeah.
You will have to find something to complain about throughout the show just for RJ's sake.
You don't think I have anything to complain about? Did you watch the fucking fourth quarter?
I know you do. I know we'll get there. If you want to start there, we can, but we can start wherever
No, I don't want to start there just yet. Oh, overall, this was a pretty dominant Celtics display. They shit the bed a bit to make it close and make everybody sweat. But Tatum, big boy game, came out hot, stayed hot.
Nasty.
They didn't really find him in the fourth, which could be part of the problem. But for the most part, he took decent shots. He came out red hot from three. He was aware of that and took advantage. He also did a pretty solid job of getting inside. He only took of his 26 attempts, 11 of them for three, so less than half. Not bad at all. Can't complain.
Yeah.
You know, who ruled today, shout out to whoever in the chat, was like, I want to see a good Horford game. 6 of 6, 2 of 2 from three. Enough rebounds to cover for our boy Jake, and he did a good job on defense. So, in on Horford, but back to Tatum. Just a masterpiece all around.
So good.
Got all the rebounds. Couple of steals, a block,
the defense team
high
the game.
Plus 21. It was his game, and he knew it.
It's a great Tatum game. Great Tatum game. He did everything good. And you mentioned the 11 threes. I know you didn't say it in a bad way, but just to further emphasize the point that I brought up last podcast, 7 of them were in the first half. The other 4 were in the third quarter, 0 in the fourth. He only took 2 shots in the fourth in general. So
how many shots he
the ball didn't find him, but even in the third quarter, you sort of saw him realize at times when he's off, and he does. I feel like he does filter down to more playmaking, more getting inside as the game goes on, which is what you want to see, and that's what you saw in this one. He was dominant. This was nobody in the Nets can stop me. Get Cam Thomas on my back, and I'm just going to go to work. And they cooked him, and that was the whole Celtics playing the whole night, and it worked perfectly. So credit the Celtics for finding him there. They were great. Like you mentioned, Al was great. 16, 6, and 4. 6 of 6 from the field. 2 of 2 from 3. Didn't miss a shot. He was awesome. Jrue Holiday also sneaky good in this one. He had a couple iffy moments late in the game. There were a couple maybe defensive gambles you don't want to see him take or a pass or a couple, you know, eyebrow-raising plays. But he finished with 14, 5, and 12 in 2 steals. And one of the steals was a big one on Cam Thomas in the fourth quarter, I believe. So he was really good in this one. He was a second best on the team, plus 18 on the night. So he was solid. Good for him. Jaylen Brown was fine. Not really. He shot really bad. He was 7-19, 1-6, 19-4-1. Some rough, 19-1-4, I should say. Some rough defensive possessions where he jumped the gun a little bit and caused the rotations to get a little fucked up. Some questionable decisions on offense of not giving the ball to the correct player at the right time, not passing to Jason Tatum at the right time. That I think that's where the issues in the fourth quarter stemmed from. As this one trickled down from, I think, what did it get down to? A 6-point margin after it was at like 15 or 16 at one point. So got a little ropey. Not great. And I think it was, I don't want to say it was all on Jaylen, but a lot of it was stemming from the decisions he was making on offense, a little bit just rushing things, which has been happening for a couple of games now. But overall, like we were saying, good win. It's just, you got to tighten up in those moments. And to the Nets' credit, like Cam Thomas was making some fucking ridiculous shots too. Like there was a little bit of that.
There was heat check boy on the other end. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about the bad Jalen fourth quarter, if you will, is it's not the craziest thing when the Celtics don't play great if they're without the guys that are playing the best that day. Jrue Holiday, 14 and 12, like you mentioned, on the bench. Tatum on the bench. Celtics, terrible. Huh. Wonder why. And even then, the offense that they got in the fourth was through Derek White, who did cover for your dad. Shout out. After we had serious doubts that he would.
He came through.
He stepped up big time, not only for Drew Mr. Sloan in the Papa parlay.
Drew had 14.
Yeah.
Tough, my dad.
But he made really big shots in this game, and I said it on the Celtics blog stream, and I'll say it here. Him and Porzingis are just two of the most clutch guys I've ever seen. Mm. It feels like this season, every time they've been in a big spot, end of game or not, they have drilled the three or whatever shot it is they've got. Last game in Miami, Porzingis hit a three with like 7 minutes left in the fourth, and it was huge. Miami was storming back, kind of weathered the storm a bit. Tonight, Derek White had two or maybe even three of them in the fourth when Brooklyn was really making things tough on the Celtics, putting pressure on. He responded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Derek White was shaky offensively lately. Picked it up in this game, 3-6. There were a couple shaky plays in this one. I feel like every player outside of maybe, got the hiccups, Tatum had a shaky play in this game. But he came up clutch at the end, made his threes. He played fine. The bench was kind of non-existent to a relative degree. Pritchard didn't make his shots. Sam Hauser, 1 of 3, didn't play much. Cornette was fine in his minutes. 5 rebounds, 2 offensive, which is good. He had a couple big rebounds, I guess. But
O'Shea Brissett,
Sam,
this was the comments.
Yeah, this was this is not the game for your boy. Unfortunately,
he didn't miss any shots. He didn't miss any except for the free throws. He did not miss any field goals.
He didn't take any field goals.
He knows his
three free throws.
Carnival rims.
So Jalen's free throws were acceptable misses then.
Carnival.
We can't have you switching sides. So Jalen shooting 4 of 6 and missing 2 free throws is acceptable tonight too.
Carnival rims.
Okay, cool. I'm glad we're on that page. Lonnie Walker was on fire in this game for the first half. He was having a revenge game. Ben Simmons. Did you see the thing? Apparently Scal on the broadcast said he thought Ben Simmons intentionally fouled to get him taken out of the game when they were hacking him.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Which is funny. That was perhaps my favorite moment of the past 2 weeks. Joe Mazzulla just hack-a-shacking the Nets in the first half was fucking awesome.
He watched the Barstool free throw stream and said, I love this. I want to watch this in real life. In person.
That was so sick. That was great. Good for him. But this was really like, was this Tatum's best game of the season? It's tough to say that in a blowout, but like he was completely dominant in this game.
He was very dominant in this game. I really think his best game of the year might have been the Charlotte loss, actually. That's the one that like kind of keeps jumping out to me. But it's up there. I mean, the efficiency was there. The well-roundedness was there.
Defense.
Both sides of the ball was there. He was just there in big moments. He was smart with his decision-making, especially.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota is the game of the year. You're right.
The NFL season is wrapping up. And there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Now, the app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays. Find bets in the new Explore tab. Make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/Boston. And make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
He didn't have the rebound.
I mean, I just loved, we saw like every ounce of Tatum's game today. From spinning off of Cam Thomas with a nasty drop step for a dunk, to him hitting the heat check threes, to pull up mids. Like, he showed you everything he's got today. Dished out 5 assists, hit the glass, and played defense. This is what you expect from Tatum. This is the type of thing you need him to do. Deep in the playoffs, not to say he doesn't do this, because he does do it, except for when he rolls his ankle. And to win a championship, you're going to need him to play like this Tatum to get across the hump. This is why I get upset when I see dumbass shit from Tatum. Because you know he can play games like this one. He can play games like he played on Sunday. It's in there. The high IQ ball is there. Just play like
that.
Yeah. Even if he misses, let's say, two, three more shots, right? The way he played in this game still was good.
Yeah. Tatum was awesome in this game. He completely controlled the tempo for the Celtics on both ends. He was dominant. He showed, you know, he can beat you no matter what, which is great. It is funny though, because I was looking at his games, like in his basketball reference, like seeing what was his best game of the season, and I was sorting by stuff. And the Celtics are 3-4 when he takes five or fewer threes. Which is like what RJ sent in the email the other night too. But yeah, no, he was great in this game. He's been great lately. I think he's been a lot better lately than he has been for a big stretch there. The Washington game, is that the one you're referring to? Is bad?
Was which it one were you 13?
No, that was the Hawks game. He was 2-13. Hawks game.
Just, I don't know. I'm not referencing a particular game. It's just like there have been plenty of times I've come on here and bitched about him doing dumb stuff at bad times. Like, there was even one tonight that it was like Celtics kind of reeling. He resorts to like an early shot.
That was like the third quarter.
They were still reeling. Like, it doesn't matter. I don't care what part of the game it is if there's a run happening. I don't need to see a pull-up three when the other team's storming back. Get a better shot. That's the only complaint I have on the whole game.
I just think it's insane that no matter, like, even if Tatum plays amazing, you're like, do this all the time. Like, it's never like great game.
Yeah, it was a great game. It was also do this all the time. It could be both.
But like, players have bad games.
A great Tatum game.
I know. Okay.
I literally said if he missed two more shots, this is still a great Tatum game. He played the right way.
Yes, he was great.
You just asked me to reference a game that was bad, and then I was like,
because you did reference a game that was bad. So I was asking what game you were referring to. Well, you referenced the game that was bad. I was asking what game you were referring to, fuckhead. You
no,
didn't.
I didn't reference a bad Tatum game. I said there have been games this year.
No,
where
you
he
said
does
like
dumb
he did on
shit.
Friday. You said like he did on Friday. You were referring to a recent game. I was asking what game it was. I'm gonna look in the clips and I'm gonna find it. And
look in the clip. I didn't reference a particular day.
You did. You said like this recent game.
No,
and so I was asking
said
what
Sunday
game you
he played well.
Okay. Anyways, good Tatum game is the point. Closed it out at the end too, like you mentioned, like Drew and Tatum on the bench, Celtics were terrible, and then brought them back in, they were back. I just don't get why, like, it was one possession for Jaylen that we watched in the playback where it was like he's at the top of the key and then he just takes the same shot twice in a row instead of kicking it. Like, those are the ones where you're like,
and it missed the same way.
I know, and
it
he's
circled
been,
around and shot
yeah. To be clear, he's been so much better this year in those moments, but it does feel like he's falling. And if it is just him falling into the trap of it's come to the All-Star break, whatever, but as long as he fixes it, but you don't want this to become a trend. And that's the only concerning thing.
Yeah. I mean, he did have a couple, I'm shooting the ball no matter what moments, especially in the fourth quarter today. It's not my favorite thing to watch.
I am getting into the paint no matter how many people are in the paint.
I don't care about the getting into the paint stuff. It's when there's nothing wrong with getting into the paint. It's the
driving
refusing
into
to make a read.
It's driving into the three people. It's like,
yes.
Let's breathe a second. He was like, yeah. I don't know. It's been happening for like a few games now, which is the only reason like I feel like it's a talking point, because like shit happens. Like, players have bad games. Players have games where they make a couple bad decisions. That's just a thing. But like, he hasn't taken 20 plus shots since January 22nd. And I don't care about shot attempts, but I'm talking like it, because I'd rather the efficiency in playing the right way. But even like turnovers have come up a little bit lately. Like, he's had 3, 2, 3, 6, and then however many he had tonight, 4. So like that, you see in that a little bit more. His 3-point shot's been off. We talked about like the different like way he's shooting those. That's when we were like, right. he shot 1 of 6 tonight.
He
shot
today, and it was a slow mo.
Yeah, he's still shot already against Miami. I don't know. It's just weird. His play lately. It's been concerning is not the right word, but it's been noteworthy, I should say, in terms of like, let's get back to the triple-double Jalen.
There's a billion guys on this team that can play, so it doesn't really matter. As long and to his credit, if you look through his last five games, the shot attempts are down. If he doesn't have it, he's not out there forcing.
Yeah, which is fine. It's just the moments when you need him to make the right play and he doesn't, like, which he had been for most of the season. It's like, all right, let's get back to what we're doing before. And I think having KP in the game definitely helps him with that, which is fine, because I mean, you're going to have him, knock on wood, barring anything catastrophic. But do we miss anything? Do we get it all? This is a boring post game. Really wasn't much going on. Like as close as it was, what would end up being an 8-point win, like this, the Celtics were like pretty dominant, I'd say, in this game. The Nets shot 45% from three in this game. That's crazy. I didn't realize, but it didn't feel like
Lonnie Walker made all the threes. Cam Thomas made all the threes. That other guy made all the threes. I don't even know what his name was. Let me find it. Don't even tell me. Let me see if I can figure it out by looking at the thing. Jalen Wilson made all the threes.
He had three. I didn't realize Jalen Wilson.
Yeah.
That is nuts. I guess it didn't feel like that because the Celtics played the ball. Weird. Yeah, they got hot in the fourth, to their credit. And the Celtics, Tatum taking two shots in the fourth quarter. I know he only played half of it, but there was just far too many possessions where he didn't touch the ball. And I think once him and Jrue Holiday started cooking again, they were all right. But anyways, any final thoughts? I feel like we covered it all. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to subscribe to How About Them Celtics. I don't know when we'll be back in the Celtics blog playback again, but when we are, keep an eye out there. Check out the website. We will. HowAboutThemCeltics.com. I'll let Sam wrap it up.
Yeah, thank you very much for watching or listening. If you're watching, make sure you subscribe to YouTube. Make sure you hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of our daily uploads. We're putting up game recaps like this one. We're doing full pods on Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, talking C's with Bobby. Coming at you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Friday live. And on the other days, we'll have other videos for you. We promise. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple. If you follow us there, you'll get the audio versions of the full pods and game recaps right to your inbox. You can email us at hbtcpod@gmail.com. We will read your emails on the podcast. We will tell you what we think. We promise. Socials at How About Them C's, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook is just the name of the podcast. You can find us there streaming pregame a half hour before every single one, on YouTube before every single one, and also on Twitter. Jack's Twitter is at Jack's Mon NBA. Mine's at Sam LaFrance NBA. That's it for us. Bye.